This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Dorothy Byron, and my story involved growing up in a haunted house in Chicago, Illinois, on the South Side. I was 13 years old, and we lived in a two-bedroom townhouse. And it was a very hot summer night, and it was a three-bedroom unit, and we were at the end. We lived in the heart of the city. It was not very busy because it was 12:30 at night, and at the time, we did not have central air or window air conditioners. And the house that we lived in, we were the second occupants of the home. I was an only child. It was my mom and dad and I. And my mom and dad said, "Let us sleep in your bedroom tonight," because I had two bedroom windows in my bedroom, one over the bed and one at the head of the bed. And so I said, okay. And mom and dad were sleeping in my room. Of course, we had the windows open. And the house did strange things already. We moved in when I was 11 years old, so we had been in the house for 2 years. And my dad was a firm believer that there was always a logical explanation for something. My mom and I would just look at him and shrug it off because we knew there was something going on in the house, and we had long periods living in that house where nothing would happen. And then all of a sudden, the house would act up. Things would disappear. We'd hear footsteps when we were downstairs and there was no one upstairs. And again, my dad would shrug it off, going, "There's something going on. It's wind," or something like that. And at the time, we had one fat calico cat that did nothing but sleep and eat. And she hated my dad, which was kind of funny. But anyway, so that night I was laying on my stomach and my head was facing, I was laying on my left side and my head was facing the wall. And there was a window on the left wall, and there was a window literally on the side of the bed, on the right side of the bed. And my cat, Biddy was her name, Miss Biddy. She was, again, a big fat calico that did nothing but sleep and eat. And she always slept with me. And I felt her walking to the bottom of the bed. And it was so hot and humid in Chicago in the summer. And all of a sudden, she got by my knees, and I heard her start to hiss and spit like cats do when they were frightened. And Biddy didn't put much energy into anything other than eating again and sleeping. And I didn't turn much of my body, but I did say, "Biddy, what's wrong?" And she started to howl. And by that time, I turned and looked, and I saw my cat fur straight up, howling and yowling, like that. And as I started to literally sit up, something grabbed my arm, my left arm, by my wrist, and I could feel the impression of a hand. And it was very cold, and I felt five fingers encircle my wrist, but yet there was no flesh. But I felt a very cold impression of a hand, and the cat was going nuts. And at the same time as something was grabbing my wrist, the cat was going crazy. The mattress, not the entire bed, not the house, but the mattress was shaking where I was going, "Biddy, what's wrong?" Because the bed was being shaken. And the cat, in doing her howling was being like that. And of course I scream, "Mom!" And my mom comes running. And the cat, when my mom, my dad made it to the bedroom doorway, my mom switched on the light. And I flipped over and hit the bed, the lamp that was on the nightstand. And the cat, we all stared at the cat, and that cat looked like a cartoon that something out of an old-fashioned cartoon with all the fur standing up, the tail was standing up, her back was arched. I was screaming, and my mom and dad were looking like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And the light comes on. This was all in within a matter of, it seemed like an eternity, but I realized later it was under a minute. And so the cat jumps off the bed. I'm screaming. My mom is yelling. My dad is yelling. That cat in that tiny house disappeared. We couldn't find her that night. She appeared the next morning. She was not an outdoor cat. Mom and dad didn't want that. She was a total indoor cat. And I, of course, was hysterical. I tell my mom what happened. My mom believed me, thank God. But my mom also grew up in a family with a bunch of sisters and brothers. She was 7 out of 9 kids who believed in what we now call the paranormal. And she had things happen to her. But anyway, I said, Mom, I'm never sleeping. Mom and Dad, I'm never sleeping in this room again. And whatever had come into the room, I said to her later, they came to see you, Mom. Not me, but you. And true to my word, I never slept in that room ever, ever again. And that's my ghost story. I have many more, but I wanted to share. I hope maybe one day I might hear it on the show. Thank you for listening.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.